Two women from the Pontiac region were honored this past week by MP Sophie Chatel with medals commemorating the coronation of King Charles III. Jean O'Brien and Rhonda Perry were among the citizens recognized for their numerous contributions to community life in their corners of the Pontiac. Both told CHIP 101.9 that they are honored to be recognized alongside other community leaders from throughout the riding.
Well, it was quite a surprise, you know. I initially thought these medals were given to for bravery or for, you know, I didn't realize it was for community work because all of my work has been community, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was quite surprised and honored at the same time, you know, that somebody out there, I'm sure somebody would have had to submit my name or whatever. So it was nice.
It feels great. I mean, it was quite a bit of a surprise. I received an email saying that I had been nominated. And I didn't even know there was nomination. So for me, it was a double surprise. And to learn that I was, somebody thought that of me to nominate my name was incredibly humbling.
In a post on social media, Chatel highlighted the group for their unwavering dedication to making the world a better place, starting with their own communities. O'Brien is a longtime volunteer in Lillo's Alumet, working with West Pontiac Connects, an employment skills and training program, as well as the Chapeau Agricultural Society. She also served on municipal council for more than a decade.
First of all, I started back in early 2000s, being involved with a number of community organizations. And then I ran for council. I became a councillor. So I was a councillor for 15 years on council until 2017 when I decided to run for mayor. Didn't get elected, but anyway, it is what it is. But I'm also involved with tourism, Pontiac, our Alamut Island Tourism Committee, that I've been on that since 2002 pretty well. Back in the day, we had were working on the PPJ project back then. And I'm also, I'm president of West Pontiac Connects, which was founded probably in 2000, and I became a member of the board in 2002. So I've been sort of working for this organization, well, not working, volunteering in this organization for 23 years, of which I've been president, I think, probably 2015. So I've been about 10 years as president on this board.
Perry, the longtime director of the Pontiac SADC, or Community Futures Development Corporation, has also been heavily involved with local women's shelter, La Tourelle. Born and raised in Waltham, she said that she's proud to give back to the people of the Pontiac.
So my professional life as economic development, and I've been here over 26 years, working with communities, working with the municipalities, and of course our small, medium-sized businesses, and my involvement in the community. So I sit on different boards, and I've been involved in different community organizations in the past, and I've also been a municipal councillor in my own municipality in years past, in my past life, before I became director here. So it was a kind of, accumulation of all of those experiences and involvement, professionally as well as personal.
This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.